News Talk ZB.
12 to 6. Well, an immigration reset is on its way. Essentially, the government wants to refocus away from low-skilled migrant workers. Instead, they want high-roller investors. Hundreds are expected to arrive as a result of new border exemptions, but the government sent a message: industries who rely on low-skilled workers will need to change their ways. Dr. Eric Crampton, Chief Economist from the New Zealand Initiative, joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What do you make of this reset the government's aiming for? Because some people labelled yesterday's announcement confusing, more questions than answers, not enough detail. I mean, is it well thought through in your view?
Well, there wasn't really anything at all announced yesterday. It was restating that the current government does not particularly like migrants coming in, and they especially don't like migrants that they view as being lower skilled. They did announce that there'll be some more MIQ spaces made available for wealthier investors who might put a bit more money into the country, but it's continuing the kind of border regime that we've had for the past year, where the government is picking and choosing the folks who might be allowed in. And that's good if government can do a good job in deciding how to allocate those scarce spaces, but it's not so hot if they aren't. So businesses have been pretty frustrated that skilled migrants that they need, critical engineers and the like, have not been able to get spaces in MIQ. And even more frustratingly, migrants who have been here for some time and who are separated from their families by the border closures last year have not been able to convince anyone that their family should be able to come in to join them unless they are in nursing. And I suspect that the only reason the government did that is because they feared that all of the nurses would flee to Australia where they would be able to see their families.
Can we just learn to suddenly not rely on low-wage migrant work? I mean, the government says industries are going to have to be creative, but some of these industries, I mean, they desperately need and rely on that migrant workforce.
I think that the government's attitude here is predicated on some pretty wrong views about the role of migrants in an economy and the effect of migrants on wages. Most of Wellington seems to have convinced itself that migrants who come in on lower skills are pushing down wages for locals. If you look at the international evidence on this, migrants instead are complements to locals' labor. So there's been a lot of talk, for example, about RSE workers who come in to help out in horticulture. The reviews that have been done on this suggest that the workers coming in, picking the fruit, provide security of supply down the stream for industry to be investing in plant and kit and workers in the pack houses and then in processing. And you can't do that unless you are pretty sure that you're going to have a reliable supply of fruit coming through. So domestic workers in those higher value parts of the production process are complements to the workers that have come in from the islands and do a fantastic job getting the fruit picked. Wellington instead seems to convince themselves that employers are only hiring these workers because they don't want to hire beneficiaries. I think the government has not done a particularly good job so far in getting people from benefit into these kinds of regional employment. The numbers on it haven't looked very good, and there are real issues in trying to get that kind of within New Zealand mobility for very seasonal employment. Also, they seem to be pretty worried about seasonal employment. I worry that if they start working holiday visas and the like, I worry that if they start looking at the work rights that might come with student visas, that really could start crimping things for tertiary education in the universities, because a lot of people who'd come here to study would like to keep an option open that they might be able to apply to work down the track. They might want to go home, but they might, if they fall in love with the place, you don't really want to kick them out after they've just learned to be an engineer, right? They have something useful to contribute. And not being able to get a little bit of work experience here along the way could be devastating.
I bet. Eric, thank you very much for being with us this morning. We appreciate it. Dr. Eric Crampton, New Zealand Initiative Chief Economist. Mike Hosking is into the studio next.